Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
God bless you. Please, can we rise on our feet as we welcome the ministry of God in the person of Pastor David Olubisi.
Praise the Lord. Let's sit down. I think I can still preach the way I want because it's my people that are still here. I can't imagine Apostle Aroman sitting there. I've not met him, you know, or Reverend K. Well, this is we in-house. If I make error, they will call me one side and beat me. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate Pastor. I want to appreciate Pastor Bello, Mommy and Mommy Bello. Pastor Bolu, thank you very much. You made my work easy. Pastor Ogi, thank you for standing in the morning. I was supposed to come up, but I had to go to work, and I'm not having the best of times. It's like there's a lock jam in my head right now, but I trust God for the anointing. Hallelujah. Your wonderful faces, bro, Shiju, I can see you. God bless you, sir. Thanks for coming around. And other people that I may not see particularly. Don't worry, I don't want to look into your face so that I don't lose my thoughts. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this evening. Your word is yea and amen. Your word is light. There is power with you. Anything you touch, Lord, does not remain the same. Thank you for the word that has gone. Thank you for this one that is about to go. It will not return void. It will perform the purpose for which you sent it. In the name of Jesus, we tear down hindrances, we tear down things that block the ears, we tear down things that mar the mind and does not allow the mind to hear truth and righteousness. We come against you, we speak against you. You are a mountain, we ask you to move. In the name of Jesus, let every blocked ears be open. In the name of Jesus, Lord, address issues in the hearts of people. Begin to minister to us one after the other. Even to me who is speaking, Lord, minister to me. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. This message has been brewing since Saturday, Sunday evening, and I wanted to throw it away. I don't believe every thought that crosses my mind is the Holy Ghost. There are times when thoughts come to our mind. You think things, and then they look like rev. But when you place them side by side with the scripture, you realize it's not falling in place. So you either do two things. Either you throw it away, or you keep it for a later time when you have become more mature. Praise God. And I think a lot of us young people make that mistake. You think everything that comes to your mind is the Holy Ghost. It's not everything. Are we together? You are a brilliant person yourself. You can think up things. Even in unrighteousness, you can also still preach these things. You can bring them up from the realm of your mind and your senses. And sometimes it's not the Holy Ghost, you know, brooding on it. But you can give it time. Some of us, we once you get it, you share it, and then you enter barbed wire. And then when you get to a point, you hook. And then when you now hook, you try to be defending Jesus. You can't defend Jesus. There are certain things have you argued Bible to a point, you know you can't go further again. This person got me. So you now look for every means to win. It's unrighteousness. And that's because we don't know how to say, I don't understand this thing yet. And I don't understand. I know it is true, but I don't understand how it works. It's not a crime. So you don't just share, like, anyway, as young people, we have energy, we are strong. Okay, when you get it, you run with it. But the truth is, as you grow, you begin to see that you should allow thoughts to stay, at least let them stay in your mind for a while. Allow the Holy Ghost to help you through, so that any question that comes from there, you may be able to answer. I decided to pick it up again yesterday night when Pastor was preaching. And he said, just one statement, that you cannot know, we cannot know God by the prism of this generation. That was the only thing that returned that message. And I know the Holy Ghost allowed that word to come. And that's the line in which I'm going to be speaking. Let us start from Daniel chapter 2. Sorry, I don't have a big projector screen. Daniel chapter 2. Please, I wish I could preach like Pastor Bolu, but please take me the way I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. Daniel chapter 2 from verse 1. Since there is no screen, I think we should use our Bibles. Okay, this one is working, but you can't see. So, okay, that one too is working. We can't see that one. So use your Bible, please. Hallelujah. That's the one you will take home. So you don't take our screen with you when you are going. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams by which his spirit was troubled and agitated, and his sleep went from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians, the enchanters, the soothsayers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, the diviners, to tell the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. Can you revert to KJV? That's the one to be read in churches. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Verse 4. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will shield the interpretation. Verse 5. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream and interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. Abba. Go back to verse 5, because you need to know. Did you see that in your Bible again? For not telling him his dream and interpretation. Something very, very impossible. This is a king. Presidents don't talk like this. If Buhari talks like this, I'll be one of those that will have him on Facebook. But if Nebuchadnezzar says this, if I go on Facebook, my head is coming down. You see why my generation has problem? Let's move a little further. Let's jump to verse 31. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image, this great image. In order not to waste time, we know this story. Daniel, so God showed him the dream. You know, Daniel was also going to die. So don't think he was, even when he feared that he and his friends would die. So sometimes fear can push you to go and ask God. It's not a crime. Daniel was going to die. Those men too, they are men of like passion. We should understand. If they say that by tomorrow, if you don't get this mathematics, you are going to die. You will go and pray. You will fast. Say, God, show me this thing. And Daniel began to tell him about kingdoms that will come. The first was the Babylonian kingdom. Then he told him, he said, another kingdom will come after you that will be inferior. Even though that kingdom is going to conquer you, but that kingdom is what? Is inferior. And then, and that, of course, that was the chess portion with two hands, talking about the Medo-Persian, the Medes, and the Persians. That's why the chest and the arm What was that? Yeah, that's verse 39. It says, after this shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. The truth is this, there has been no kingdom as strong as Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar ruled the world. I was asking myself, Israel didn't even come into this calendar. Did you see Israel in that calendar? God set up Nebuchadnezzar in such a way that no kingdom is going to be as strong as that kingdom. So when you look at the progression, it's like in the order of men, what you call kingdom began to weaken. You didn't get. You now know why my generation has problems. Because to understand kingdom, Broshe, did you get my picture for me? Broshe, is it there? Oh, they can't see. Sorry. We'll keep, okay. Others outside can see. We'll keep that for another. But if this can come up, we'll see. You will realize that the mentality and the mindset of kingdom has been weakened beginning from that man. So even though the Medo-Persians conquered Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel said, that kingdom is still what? Inferior. And that is why when you now keep coming down, gold is better than silver, silver is better than brass, brass is better than iron. And then the one that now makes it worse is a mixture of iron and clay. That is the world you and I are living right now. We are in that terrain. And Daniel said, no matter how much they try to mix, they cannot what? They can't mix. That's why we have a lot of problems right now. Listen to me. You are not a modern Christian. You are not a modern child of God. You are not a modernist. If we don't go back and go and learn these things, we are going to be in trouble. No wonder there's a lot of irreverence. Forget all these things going around on Facebook and flying around. If you can't try these things in Saudi Arabia, at least at the moment. There was a journalist they killed. Saudi Arabia, they ordered the guy's kill. They finished the guy. Till now, they have not found his body. He was a journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. It's still a brewing, still a problem happening all around. Jamal Khashoggi was a journalist who was speaking against the Saudi regime, left Saudi Arabia, you know, he couldn't stay, went to Turkey and all that. And he was in Turkey, just went into the Saudi consulate in Turkey to get some documents with which he will marry a woman he wants to marry, and he didn't come out. Till now, they can't find his body. They dismembered him, probably used acid to dissolve the man. A kingdom is different. I am bringing it from this earthly realm so that when you go into that one, you will know that that one is superior to this one, because Daniel got to that point in his interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Forget democracy, it's nonsense. Forget UN. Listen to me. What made you a believer is the shedding of blood. There's no technology that can make up for that one. It doesn't matter how beautiful, how fine. You know, we are in the days of finesse. The cars we have right now are now... But listen to me. When they were writing the book of Revelation, they didn't put cars inside. Did you hear me? Do you wonder why God did not write a Bible in these days? Do you wonder why God did not write a Bible in these days? Has it ever occurred to you that all these things around us is crap? There's a substance. Even people in the dark understand this truth. Forget Bill Gates. If Bill Gates is not a Satanist, he's a pawn in the hands of Satanists. There are some people who know the power that is driving the civilization. You want to throw your own away. Because you're a modern person, you're a modern believer. You know. You want to flow with the trend and move. Listen to me. That was the picture I sent to help me find, but we can't project. If you went to Moses' tent and you saw where they were offering sacrifices for sins, that place is a mess. I can't stand it. I don't know how those priests will stay there. And they will stay from morning till evening. They will be killing, blood splashing all over them. Huh? The noise of sheep crying, meh, meh, and then they slaughter them. And that was the way to remit sin. It's not fine. What did I say? It's not fine. If you go there yourself, if you are a Christian of today, and you go to that place, thank God for what Jesus came to do. If Jesus had not come now, if Jesus is still coming in the next 1,000 years, that is what you and I, if you ever become a Jew, if you ever associate with the Jews, and you want to be saved, that is what you will go and do. I don't know if I am talking from somewhere. It's only my mind that is working like that. If Jesus had not gone to the cross, and you want to become a part of Israel's commonwealth, and you join them, that is the way to salvation. Anybody cannot come and give you something more than, anybody cannot come to you and say, killing, sin is messy, is dirty, can we find something else, can we go do it in Federal Palace Hotel, or what's that hotel in Lagos? That's in a good hotel. Can we just places? If you don't do it, no salvation for you. Hallelujah. You're welcome, sir. If you don't do it, there is no salvation for who? For you. That is the way God has made. As a matter of fact, there was this movie I was hoping to bring just a clip of it tonight, but I couldn't. Did you see Odysseus? The story of Ithaca and Greece, how Troy was captured, and there was something striking in that film I cannot forget. The way those people did animal sacrifices. They didn't read it from the Bible. Some people taught them. Hello? I don't know if it was God who taught Abraham to go offer animals, but I think even before Abraham met God, they did things like that to gods. Somebody taught them. Who do you think taught them? Spirits did. These spirits understand that is a way to live from this realm and connect that realm. You don't need to be a Christian to know that. Demons know. I went on YouTube and I saw in Switzerland, they said they were opening, did you see that video on YouTube? They were opening a tunnel, a train tunnel, and they were celebrating the opening. And you know what they were doing? Who saw that video? You saw the video? You saw the things they were doing? They were opening a tunnel, but you know what? That tunnel was a type. They were celebrating the, you know, in Revelation they said there was a beast that came out. So they were celebrating the coming out of the beast from that tunnel. All the processions they did was for the Antichrist. It was a secular. It was secular. It was a secular event. No anything. Have you met believers? You tell them, I used to wonder. I'm sorry, he's not my hero, but I have somebody I took after. I always imagined the life of Bob Marley at 36. He died at 36. Many of you don't know. Some of you think he's still alive. You think Bob Marley is still alive? Raise your hand. Don't lie. You think he's still alive? Don't raise your hand, but I know you think he's still alive. He died in 1981. Oh, you didn't know. Apart from the fact that he died in 1981, he died at 36.
The kind of fame that guy has, I don't know how, even Jesus didn't have it at 33. Jesus, our Jesus, apart from knowing him in Jerusalem, I don't know where they knew. Till today, the records that they still sell in the name of that man, if his family members don't walk again, if his children don't do anything again, I'm not like, how did he enter into it? Some people helped him. And that's why when you see those guys and the religions they practice. So I came here to challenge us. We are young people. You can't mix up with this world. What they call this world is all around us. We are breathing it in. So when they are talking to you, you had better listen. Some people must have helped him. He was a Rastafarian. You know, it looked like play. When you see them talking that they are barbaric English. But those guys believe so much in what they have. They believe so much in that religion. They believe that heaven is Africa. That's their belief. They believe heaven is Africa. And that Selassie in Ethiopia, Rastafari is God. And they will be calling Jesus Christ. And then they believe so much in the things that they are doing. It is spirit doing that operation. It is you who do not know what you have. So listen to me. The fact that we live in this age does not mean we are of this age. We are. Our father is the ancient of the. We are ancient people. Am I saying God is locked up in time and space? Because some of you can be asking, are you saying that God cannot express himself in any age or any civilization? That's not what I'm saying. God cannot be locked up where? In time and what? And space. No. That's not what I'm saying. But there's a running principle inside of God. The world we live in now has fallen far from what God made. So I wonder when God looks at this world, I wonder what he sees at this time. When God looks at this world, I wonder what he looks at. I wonder when he looks at this creation. Did you watch that movie, The Encounter? Sorry, I'm talking too much. Just take me. That is how I'm wired. The Encounter. That man, Jesus was talking to that guy about his being saved. The guy said, well, the earthquakes and people that are dying. Is he not God? God is wicked. Why will he allow? And then Jesus was replying to him. He said, this was not the world my father made. There's a weakening of the system. The molecules are coming and crashing. Listen, like Pastor said, I am also a conservative. You may not just know, but I am a conservative. I am not saying be a conservative like me. It's not a political party. But there are some of us who believe that we have no hope in this world. There's no hope in this world. This world is passing away by reason of use. There's no hope here. There's no hope. If I own a house, bless God, I will hand it over to my children when I'm going. I'm not going to take it. Why should I allow something that I will outlive to cause me problems? And then keep me and not let me go. So the idea of kingdom has been lost over time. And all these things about democracy and all these things, it is a plot of Satan to erase certain mentalities from our minds. And that's why many of us don't even have decorum, we don't have any honor, we don't have any respect for anybody. It's so bad, we don't even have respect for fathers in the faith. Is that bad? Because, Talat, tell me who you have not yabbed online. When they were kings, it is kings that would say, dance for me. If you dance, I will give you anything you want, up to half of my kingdom. Presidents don't say that. If Buhari say that, I will join the group that will go on Facebook. You give somebody half of Nigeria? Are you crazy? But when a king says that is what he wants to do, that is what he wants to do. And God recognizes it. You don't get. Do you know who a king is? Forget all these kings we now have. Forget. We respect them, please. We do. Or no, maybe some of us may have parents who are. We respect them. But like Pastor said, if I see the cow of the Deji passing and I'm also going, I will honor him as an elder, and that's all. But in a real kingdom, you don't do that. If the king sees, even in this our own area, if the king back then sees a fine girl passing, you mistakenly, anyhow, and pass in front of the king. The king says he wants you, he wants you. He's not being wicked. It's his constitution. I'm trying to paint your father for you, because even all these examples can paint your father. So that you will know how to relate with him. You will not be doing anyhow again. If he says this is what I want, Nebuchadnezzar, you are asking me for something impossible and you are saying if I can't provide it, you will tear me part by part, remove my hand, you will turn my house to a donkey, kill him, Moshe. I should tell you your dream and interpretation. Where has that happened? When they give instructions and give order, its order is what? It's final. You don't ask questions. There's a popular, Yoruba mythology like that one of the king's wife was washing the king's back in the bedroom. And then she now said, I even thought you are even more than this. So you are not even more than this. The man said, okay, sent his voice. They go and bring me her father's head. And they brought her father's head on a platter. And then he told her, I did that to tell you, you don't despise me. Micah looked at David one day and said, look at you, disgracing yourself before all the young girls in Israel. Say, it is the God that chose me before your father. He's the one I am dancing before. And because of that, they said, Michal left this world without child. Do we understand kingdom at all? They have given us Human Rights Watch, gender equality. Abina? That's why women, people call themselves feminists. It's an anomaly, anathema. Let me use Pastor Bidu's language. In the beginning, it was not so. As a matter of fact, the female order was inside. God kept it there. You think God didn't know Adam needed a woman from the start? God left it there until God saw a need. God brought it out. So if God, it was a need that produced you via a woman. It was a need. God kept it there. The female man was inside. But it was a need God saw, and God felt it was not good. Do you think God did not know that it was not good for him to be alone? God looked at the man's need and then brought you, and then after you came out, you now said, me and you, we are the same thing. Anything you can do, I can do. So you can go to blazes if you want. In your mouth. People do, I am not an advocate of people maltreating women, but people do, we are equal, we are the same thing, they don't understand kingdom, honestly. And shouldn't be one of such. Hallelujah. Am I saying God is bound by time? God is not bound by time. God made a provision for Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 17 to make a king. God saw into the future and felt that one day when you come into your land, let's see Deuteronomy chapter 17, I think that is from verse 14, I think. Yeah, from verse 14. God made a provision. God understood that someday they were going to need, I feel like coming down. But if I come down, I will lose my thoughts. So let me just measure this space for myself. Hallelujah. When thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me like us, the nations that are... But this was what they even said they wanted. They said, we want a king to rule over us. Was that not what God even told them? They said, I will set a king over me like us. We will not annoy God though, in Jesus' name, because you don't even know what you will do. You don't know what you will do sometimes. Maybe it was the heart to speak they were asking. God said, he said, the day you say that I will set a king over me like as all the nations that are about me. Okay? So, Brabolu was sharing the other time about that in unrighteousness you can do right things in quotes. Things that the world will see, they will think it is right. But in actual fact, your motives, your intents and everything is what? Is wrong. Verse 16. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. For as much as the Lord has said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. In other words, but before this, what was ruling the people of God before this? Before Israel had a king. And who was the first king in Israel? Saul was. Before that, what was running them? Who was running their affairs? Eh? Judges. What were those judges doing? Before kings came, there was kingdom. Yeah, there was. How do I know? Jesus told some people someday, he said, kings and prophets. He said, they desire to hear these things that you are hearing. But he did not have the opportunity. Jesus now said it in John chapter 8. He said, your father, Abraham, rejoiced to what? To see my day. Abraham, even though he was not, nobody crowned him king. Abraham was one. He raised an army. Only kings do that. 318 people conquered how many nations? So for you to know that our kingdom is not one place where you put one crown also on somebody. Before Saul came, kingdom was running. Inside Samuel, we saw that ministry combined in one man called who? Called Samuel. They were judges, but they weren't just judges. They were what? They were kings. Well, if you look at it, you see that the order is that the priests will ordain kings. But when the king is ordained, even the priest becomes subject. Go and ask Jehoiada in the days of Josiah. Josiah was a boy who they rescued from Ataliah and all that. And at 7, he was consecrated by the priest. And immediately he was consecrated. Even do you know that the same Josiah did bad back to Jehoiada? You become subject. You don't say because I am a priest now. But if you look at the general order, you will see that and thank God last year we talked about priesthood, and for 1 year we have been talking about it. And I think we should still talk about it, because there can be no kingdom without priesthood. And so we must understand our priesthood. And that's where I'm talking from. Listen to me, even we are in the New Testament, what still saved you is blood. Eh? What still saved you and I is what? We are products of blood. We are not products of tushness. Forgive me if I am attacking you. I don't think Jesus is in heaven putting on a suit. I think if you see him, you are likely going to see him in a robe. I don't know, but go and read Revelation. That's what he said. He said he gave them... Those people who overcame, what did they give them? They gave them white robes and say wear. They don't use tie there. We must trace our lines back. There's a principle that runs in God. Thank you. I've been expecting that for a long time. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a principle. What principle did Abraham them use to run their houses? What principle did men... What do you call a man like Moses? What do you call a man like Moses? That judgment he meted on Korah, Dathan and Abiram was a kingly thing. It was not even a... It was a battle of... It was a priestly confusion. But it was a kingly thing because he practically judged them. Yeah, priests will tell you what is right and what is wrong. They will do justice. And that's why when Pastor Bolu was speaking that time, the Bible says that righteousness and judgment are the foundation of his throne. You learn righteousness so you'll be able to do judgment. Okay? You learn righteousness. If you don't know righteousness, you can't do judgment. Because you'll be biased. And that's why God can never be biased. Hello? Forget all this our priests. All this our judges that when you go to their house, you meet hard currencies. But God, even where God sits, it is righteousness. The foundation, if you can dig, which you cannot do, but if you can dig into the foundation of God's throne, two things you find there. You're going to find righteousness and you're going to find judgment, or what is called justice. And when you hear judgment in scripture, he's not talking about God condemning you to hell or rewarding you to heaven. Okay? Judgment is how God sees things, how God does things. Okay? Hello? So when you are saying that God should preserve, God can preserve with judgment, he will not only condemn, there will be a condemnation that will come. But God can preserve with judgment. When you talk about God giving us sound mind, it is still tapping into the judgment of God. So that anywhere you, Ahithophel, they said if Ahithophel counsels you, God cannot give you a better counsel. I can't explain that one. I'm confessing. I can only suspect that it was a Jewish thing. There are many things about those Jews that God and them know. In fact, God know. Okay? By being a Jew, just by being a Jew, there are certain things that God has invested in that stock. You forget it. It's natural with them. You, let's be dealing with our corruption. So what did those men use? The very first times people wanted to do, in the world today, it is populism now that is the referendum. Should we leave the European Union or stay there? We now call it Brexit. So it's now the opinion of the people. I know that was what gave Saul a problem. The opinion of people. He said, I'm afraid these people will leave me. And so I took the decision. When Korah went and turned the whole of the heart of the congregation against Moses. That looks like does that look like democracy? What do we call that? That, can't you see this? Are they the only ones? We also want to do government. What do we call it in Nigeria? This it's now South-South. It should be, okay, it's not now. Next time it should be, the next president should be from, we are expecting it to be from Southwest. So when they came and looked at Moses and said, are you the only one? God was, not only God was angry, even Moses was angry. And he did their judgment, the kind of judgment that Moses said, is not ordinary earthquake, because I believe people have died of earthquake before. The ground opened and swallowed them. This one, he said, the kind of death that nobody has died before. I want to believe those guys went to hell. Body, spirit, and walk on law. Because he said the kind of death that nobody is not earthquake. Because I believe earthquake must have been happening before that time, because the world had already gone out of course. The foundations of the earth had shifted. So leave that one. But he said a death that no man has died before. And then the ground opened up and did what? And swallowed them. Of course, if people like Elijah could go in their body, why can't some guys also try and see what is at that place? Listen to me. We are the things Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10. Said the things that have been written. They have been written as examples for us. If God knows that we cannot run Christianity now without a book, so they have to just gather the book. You know, they gathered. If you see that Bible in your hand, it's not one day they used to gather it. They were seeing all those scrolls in some scrolls. They would see them inside one place where some monks that had died. The monks were busy copying scriptures and, you know, they had died. So, and archaeologists were just digging. They just saw holes in the rocks and then they saw the things that these men had written. They found many of those scrolls in different places. I believe God was doing that. And then, they now gave it to us. How could we have run church in our days without the Bible? Let Joshua shall lie for me. You know, Paul them didn't have, what they had was the Torah, the five books. It is we who are getting to read what those men. So in other words, those men had no Bible. Only men like Paul could bring revelation from that place. If you give it to an average person, he can't see anything. It took somebody in the stature of Paul to come and begin to dig out some of those things and then bring those revelations in the Old Testament and then bring it to light for us to be able to see. What does that tell me? We are going to be the strongest because it's like we are the ones who are going to be at the finishing end. But you know what? We need a lot of guide. The world around us is becoming more terrible, more and more. Things are going worse. Things are going bad. So listen to me. Don't throw away your first love. Don't throw it away. The world is enticing. And like Pastor Bolu was saying, anywhere you go, you're supposed to be able to project the kingdom. Don't blend in. Don't mix up. It won't pay you. You'll be the guy going to hell will not lose anything. Because the guy enjoyed everything enjoyable. You are in between, you are not in, you are not out. Paul said that, haven't I told you that those who do this kind of things will not inherit. Quote that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus from now till the mysteries of God in Revelation be finished. If you are a fornicator, you are an adulterer, you are a thief, Paul said, you will not what? Inherit. The fact that a child, Paul said in Galatians, he said when a child is still a child, when the head is still a child, that's what he was trying to say. That at that level, you cannot give him kingdom. That's what he's trying to say. When he said that as long as the head is still a child, he's under tutors and governors. In other words, you cannot give him kingdom. So you should know the kingdom we are talking about. It's not just I'm born again. You can born again and not see. You can be blind. You can be born again and not live in that kingdom. You won't inherit it. You know what it means to inherit is to jogun. It is what you are saying. You will not be able to say my gospel. You will not be able to. Till you leave this place. You will not be able to say, now it is my gospel. You will not be able to say it has become one with me. That is the meaning of inheriting the kingdom. Okay? So when the hair is still a child, you cannot give him anything. And that's why those young boys in the kings that they gave kingdom, I think Josiah was 8, no, Josh was age 8, Josiah was age 7. Even at then, the priest was still there to still give them guidance. And some of them, if you look at their They were not perfect, but if you look at their, I think their lives were better. Because they were kings that ruled for 3 days. And Bible says that the seed did evil in the sight of the Lord. So what was he doing? The assassinated one, just maybe 1 month or 2 months, and he still did evil in the sight of the Lord. Just for you, if they give you 1 day, will you do evil in the sight of the Lord? We are young people. Let us stand up. Let us brace up. Let us know. There's nothing. There's nothing. Kosi, don't think I've enjoyed a little. Like pastor's brother will say, that when they tell him those days that, what can a man, how did Jesus put it, that a man, how should a man gain the whole world and lose his soul? He said, he will tell them, I only want to taste a little, just small. I don't need everything. Just give me small. He also wants small. See, the people in the dark, that's why I said, forget all those men. Forget all those people who come to you in suit and tie and in the name of secularism. Those guys know that without conjuring the spirit realm, nothing works. If they are not doing it, somebody is doing it for them. They are pawns in the hands of those who are doing those things. Don't think that those guys are they are not the ones. Somebody was telling Pastor I and Mommy one day that there's one rich man in the north, in Katsina. You don't hear his name. But that the guy, there's nobody that wants to become president that won't go and see. You don't hear it. They say the man is an illiterate. He cannot write one. So listen to me. It's not all those people that have money and then they come to the fore and say, we are the ones. We are the ones there. We are the ones there. There are certain things behind. Just go around and see. Satanism in America, there's this idol of a goat. I don't know what they call it. Goats like that, goat head and body of human being. Everywhere they put the Ten Commandments in America, the people, the satanists that worship that thing, they will also move it and carry it and go and put it there. You can't tell them to remove it now. It's democracy. Ten Commandments. If people are liberal enough to put Ten Commandments, we're also liberal enough to put this structure. Those guys are satanists. Sometimes I go on YouTube and then they post things done by Freemasons. They are people in suit and tie. They are the leaders of corporate organizations. Don't be stupid. As a believer, don't be stupid. A brother, a deeper life brother, who did his PGD here, he lived with us anytime he came for his PGD. He's an architect. He said we went for a job, an Indian job one day. He's a Christian brother, architect. He sat down. He said why they were laying the foundation of that place. Everybody will sit down. They brought their priest from India. And they took all your currency, every denomination of your currency, and they poured it in the foundation of that place. Now you will go there. You know they have cemented it. You don't know. You were not there. You went there. So if you now want to be like them, I am sorry for you because they have a backing. What do you have? Do you cherish what you have? If God does not help you, Satan will help you. It's simple. So when they tell you that some of those guys are receiving help from somewhere, you say, you are Daniel, born again brother. Have you met people like that? They say that guy's song is just being secular. It's ordinary song now. It's not harmful. It's not harmful. Maybe he's just singing about love. He's just singing about love. It's nothing. Believer saying that. But the guy knows if it's only every day. Before he got to that glory, he knows what they have given him. There are people who don't go out without putting things in their pocket. How does it run in your own kingdom? You have no idea. Than the fact that I'm born again, I will go to heaven someday to see my Lord. And that's all you think there is. That's not all there is. Whether we like it or not, there are realities in the spirit. And these realities are the things that the gospel also wants us to come and see and relate with and communicate. If we are falling short of that, then we are only practicing dry religion. And we are not likely to make it. Listen, he said the things that were written, they were written for our example. You have a Bible. Those men didn't have anything to read. Imagine that Paul taught the people he was teaching. Imagine he taught them wrong. I don't know the Bereans. I don't know the scripture they are searching. Have you wondered which scripture were they searching? Because they didn't write many of those books. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. They wrote them much after. And even if they wrote them immediately, many of those books were lost. And they had to search them. So I guess all they had was the law and the word and the prophets. You even have gospel, epistles, revelation, and rev. Because God knows that constitution of things would have broken down in these days. I really, you can correct me, but I really don't think God would love to write a Bible in these days. I believe that God specifically would have waited for the Roman Empire to come before our Lord was crucified. There are many things that God did, you know, precisely. Precisely. You know how many years they've written it that if you hang on a tree, you are cursed. But there was a civilization that came that their own way of punishing thieves and punishing offenders is to hang them where? Somewhere. And God waited patiently and was waiting until the time was ripe for him to be able to hang. Let us trace back our roots. Remove not the ancient. There's a landmark God has drawn. Sometimes something wants to move you. You know when you go on Facebook and you see naked picture, just flash. You want to look. Thing has passed. You say, these people, God, they are stupid. Can somebody just, let me just. You now scroll back. You know what you are? You just cross the line to the other side to see what's going on. If you're a prophet, you know you should not use your eyes to see everything. Not just anything. If you are serious with God, you know that your eyes is. Jesus said the eyes is the light of the body. He says if your eyes is darkness, your whole body will be full of darkness. Are we going to appreciate the faith that God has released? Are we going to appreciate the fact that we are citizens of the kingdom? And that our conversation is in that realm. Don't try to be like anybody else. Don't try to be like them. I trust God for wisdom and for grace. I've been told to round up and I'm going to leave. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Your word is yea and amen. We're grateful to you. We can't serve you if you don't teach us how to. We can't love you if you don't teach us how to. Lord, help us. Teach us. Open our hearts that we may understand the scriptures. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.
Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.